Welcome to the Darden Business Cast, the 10-minute weekly podcast that features the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business. Thanks for listening. I'm Ken White. Today's podcast was posted on August 28, 2009. The Darden Business Cast headlines today include Getting to Know You, Kindle Training for Section D, The Importance of the Second Year, and Working Toward the Doctorate. In our interview segment, we'll discuss H1N1, learning teams, and selecting sections with the Director of Student Affairs, Marsh Patty. First, here's the news. Well, temperatures in the 90s didn't stop the first-year students from jumping feet first into team-building activities last Friday, the last weekday before the start of classes. The new students were involved in a series of games and challenges. First-year student Joe Andrasco talked to us while an activity was in progress.
Getting to know our learning teams, getting to see the different ways that we're going to be interacting with each other throughout the academic year. Obviously getting a little more hot and sweaty today than we probably would in learning team rooms, but really having a good time with it.
Perfect. That's first-year student Joe Andrasco, one of the 311 new full-time MBA students who participated in team-building exercises last week at Darden. The 62 students in Section D received their new Kindles last week. The Kindle is Amazon's electronic reader. Section D students are part of the Kindle pilot program, taking place at 7 schools around the U.S., including Darden. Last Thursday, the students involved in the pilot, along with some faculty, took part in training organized by Amazon and Darden.
I think it was a useful orientation for me because I was not familiar with the Kindle at all, had never actually seen the device before in person. I think some of my classmates surfaced some interesting concerns, but I thought today was helpful.
That's first-year student Emily Cherry. Her classmate, DeVer Warner, said he's been looking forward to the pilot coming to Darden since it was announced months ago.
I feel good. I was actually looking forward to finding out whether or not I was in the pilot. I'm typically an early tech adopter. I come from a venture capital background. So I'm excited that I was selected, and I think this program was pretty good. It's clear that everybody's kind of still figuring out how it's going to work and how to use it themselves, but I think it was a pretty good introduction for most people.
All of the students in Section D have their own Kindles. Their cases, newspapers, and textbooks are downloaded on the electronic reader. As part of the pilot, students will be expected to provide feedback on a regular basis. Well, if you had a great internship and a year of classes under your belt, you might question the necessity of the second year of your MBA program. Well, if that thought entered the minds of the second-year class in the full-time MBA program, Dean Bob Bruner helped them focus. In his address to the second-year students, Bruner told the group to suspend the belief that you already know what you need to know.
There's a great deal more to learn, and it can only be gained by an attitude of openness, engagement, freshness of thinking, and curiosity, and experimentation.
That's Dean Bob Bruner. Last week, he encouraged the second-year class to make the most of the coming months and to remember that learning is a lifelong activity. Placing new students into their sections, selecting learning teams, and dealing with the H1N1 virus. One individual is responsible for the oversight of those duties at the Darden School of Business. He's the Director of Student Affairs, Marsh Patty, and he joins us now on the podcast. Marsh, thanks for coming.
Thank you.
I'm sure you've been on before. I don't remember when, but thanks again. It's always nice to have you
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
Your plate is always full, and you have a small team, but it's a great team. Tell us about yourself and your team.
Sure, absolutely. There are three of us, actually three and a half of us
yes,
now.
Yes, that's right.
We have a very exciting recent addition. So in addition to me, there's Kathy Boyd, the Assistant Director of Student Affairs. Kathy works very closely with the student organizations, helping them to plan their events. We did about 150 major events last year with the clubs. And then we have Pam Klein, who is the administrative assistant. I call her the miracle worker in the office. She just does amazing things and kind of keeps everything running. And then Kristen Kamen is the new international activities coordinator, and she works 50% with the Career Development Center and 50% with student affairs. And she is just an incredible individual who's going to help us coordinate a variety of international programs this year.
Great. Now,
as student affairs director, you specifically with the full-time program, you don't have much responsibility with the MBA for Execs and the doctoral, right?
That's correct.
So it's full-time MBA.
We work with the full-time MBA program. That's about 650 students.
Wow. For three of you, three and a half now.
Correct.
Yeah, so at least you're growing, right?
We are.
Now, when I had asked you to come on the podcast, I think it was sometime last week, I was hoping we could talk about how you choose the sections and the learning teams, but H1N1 is kind of cropped up between them.
So I
just thought, what's the status? What's going on? What are you trying to do with that as far as information is concerned?
Absolutely. That's a good question. We're all aware of the projections and the predictions about H1N1, and thankfully the media has been more reasonable with conveying the dangers of it, but not to underestimate it. It is a very serious situation. Influenza, whether it's seasonal or H1N1, poses a risk to health in a number of important ways. What we've done at Darden. Well, first let me preface it by saying that we do have a couple of individuals who have flu-like symptoms. That is not unusual. It's sure. Throughout the country, throughout the world. And it may or may not be H1N1, may or may not be seasonal flu. But what we've done at Darden, we've done a number of things this summer to prepare for influenza. We've established hand sanitizer stations throughout the school.
Right.
We have secured a supply of masks that, in the event of a pandemic, we would be able to distribute very quickly across the enterprise to students, faculty, and staff. And we have worked very closely with our technology department. Michael Koenig, the Director of Operations, has worked very closely with us on this as well to build functionality to record all of the classes every day for students so that if an individual does begin to develop these symptoms, they feel no pressure to come to school. We encourage them to stay home, and they know that they're going to be able to view the class later.
That's great. That's great. Yeah,
so we're ready.
No doubt. I know you're on the crisis team. You're on a lot of committees who have been working on this for a year. It's hard to imagine, but it's been a year. Now, the reason I ask you on, it was funny. I overheard you talking the other day at a First Coffee about some of the myths and misconceptions about sections and learning teams. So how do you and who, along with you, determines the sections that our students end up in?
Sure. So for the sections, we do the learning teams first, and I can talk a little bit about that.
Yeah.
The learning teams actually help feed the sections.
Okay.
So putting the learning teams together, that's a project that I take on late in the summer. We have to wait till we get to a certain point when we are pretty firm on the final roster of students.
Right.
But we have a computer program that initially churns out a draft of the teams based on certain characteristics. Then what I do is take that initial draft, and this is the art part of the of putting the learning teams together. I seclude myself in my office for a couple of days and basically put them together, try to make them as diverse and balanced as possible. So we look at demographic information such as international status, gender, race, ethnicity. Then we also look at company background and undergraduate major and industry. And the whole goal was to try to balance the learning teams as much as possible. Then what we do, once we have the learning teams firmed up, we put together the sections. Robert Caraway has a section solver that he utilizes to take in all these variables, including the learning teams, because we try to, on the learning teams, we try to make sure that each section is represented on each learning team so that you don't have a learning team all from the same section.
Oh.
And then we get the draft of the section, and we may have to tweak by hand. Robert gives me the drafts, and I tweak the drafts by hand, and then we're set. We're good to go. There's a myth out there about the sections, though, and that is that if you're in Section A, you have a little bit higher ability than you may have in Section E. That is totally a myth.
Right. The all of our students have high ability, right?
Yes. All of our students are incredibly talented. And to be honest with you, I think it's a little bit of sectional rivalry that comes in there with that.
How long have you been doing this? Just since you've been director of student affairs?
I have.
Which is 4 or 5 years now?
4 years.
Yeah.
I'm going into my fifth year as director.
And this is the ultimate definition of diversity. You are taking everything into consideration. Not what – as you mentioned, but everything, hobbies, the whole nine yards, so that and the reason we want them so diverse is what's the benefit of having that team diverse like that? Why do you shoot for that?
It's a great question. We want them to be diverse and balanced to maximize each individual's learning.
Great.
There's so much that we can learn from one another, and Darden does a really, really good job of helping students to teach one another and to bring out the best in one another. Mm-hmm. And the best way that we can do that is to ensure that each team has individuals from diverse backgrounds that can, you know, support one another's learning. But mm-hmm. the key is, and I should say the key is, in the real world, in the work world, you're going to be working with people that are very different than you, and you may not agree with all the time, and you learn to find common ground, and you learn to play off of one another's strengths and to resolve the differences that you have in order to get the job done. And so it creates learning outside of class just as much as it does in the classroom.
Now, our first year class, 311 students. How many sections out of that?
5 sections.
And then how many learning teams out of all those?
We have 53 learning teams.
Wow, great. Marsh Patty, Director of Student Affairs at Darden, thanks so much. You're busy, and we appreciate all your effort. Thanks for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Ken.
It served as the official welcome to the students in the Darden PhD program. Faculty and students met in the Abbott Center dining room Monday to discuss the program and its expectations. Professor Andy Wicks serves as the director of the doctoral program at Darden. He'll join us on the podcast in a couple of weeks. Well, that's it for this edition of the Darden Business Cast. A new podcast is posted each Friday afternoon in several places, among them the Darden homepage, iTunes, and Podcast Alley. We invite you to listen each week for the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business on the Darden Business Cast. Thanks for listening. For our producer, Gary Peters, I'm Ken White, wishing you a safe, happy, and productive week. Take care.
If you have comments or feedback, please email us at communication@darden.virginia.edu. Darden Business Cast is a production of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business, along with Darden Media and the Office of Communication and Marketing.